Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at resurrection and Easter faith. This is Lesson 1, the promise of resurrection from the dead. Before we begin, let's pray. We ask you, O Lord, to prepare our hearts as we study resurrection. Teach us. Help us to understand from both the Old and New Testaments what your plan was. We look to you, O Holy Spirit, to teach our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would guess that many Christians today believe more in the immortality of the soul than in resurrection. A belief in going to heaven is much more in mind than one's body being physically raised from the dead. But resurrection from the dead, especially Jesus' own bodily resurrection from the dead after his crucifixion, is the centerpiece of Christianity. In this 5-week series, we're going to examine resurrection carefully. We'll begin by looking at its Old Testament roots, Jesus' teaching on the subject, and Jesus' own resurrection from the dead. Then we'll explore the meaning and significance for us of Jesus' resurrection, as well as the proofs we have that his resurrection actually took place. Finally, we'll consider what the Bible says about the resurrection of our own bodies. Let's begin by defining some terms. By life after death, people are usually referring to the state of being alive, conscious, or something after the physical phenomenon of death. But by resurrection, we are not referring to just the soul or spirit, but specifically to the physical body in some way. The Greek word for resurrection, anastasis, comes from the verb anistemi, to raise, arise. The other verb occasionally used is egero, to awaken, rise. Not that the Greeks believed in resurrection, they didn't. The New Testament uses these words to describe a raising up of the body after a period of being dead. The New Testament teaches a raising of our physical bodies at the last day to even more life than they had when we were alive before. But such a belief wasn't always the case. When we turn back to the era of the Old Testament, in the earliest days, we don't see a belief in resurrection. In Genesis, for example, when Abraham died, he was gathered to his fathers, Genesis 25:8. This probably meant that his bones would be stored with theirs, referring to the ancient and widespread practice of secondary burials, collecting and storing the bones after the flesh has decomposed.